gentlemen, freaks, and geeks, grab your smokes and take some tokes, because it's time for Fatal Four-Way Radio with your host, Minister of Sinister, brought to you by One Back Room. And now,
thank you very much. That's always fun having, you know, a live audience. with me today, I have as a special guest, I have Batman with me. And Batman is a local guy here from the Houston area. Actually, he's just staying here right now at Wayne Manor, but it's a different Wayne Manor. He's got his own thing going on over off Memorial Drive or some type of shit. I don't know. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome Batman. What's going on, dude?
Oh, you didn't know. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, no, I think that's the wrong people. How's it going, man? This is Batman coming from the Batcave, and justice is about to be served. If you don't mind,
hell.
I like to do a lot of voices, man. Introduce myself to the world.
Cool, man. That sounds great. And with us, as usual, we have headliner Joe Bates. Nah, wait a minute. He's not in yet. He's not in yet. But hopefully he'll be here in a little while, and we'll see. We'll see how that comes about. But if not, it's going to be Batman. So, well, shit, Batman. Let's go ahead and get this started, man. You know, we made our predictions last week, and you weren't here for that. However, you did join us on the show following WrestleMania, I believe it was. Was it WrestleMania or Raw when you made your debut?
It was WrestleMania when I made my comic debut.
Oh.
And
the whole
it seems like everybody
blur, bro.
Yes, it has. I'm still coming off the buzz, man. I'm still excited off all the matches that happened. It really did not disappoint at all.
Yeah, it was a mania, man. So we made our predictions last week, and you weren't here, but you can obviously, you're Batman, so obviously you're very honest. Because Batman has always been honest and a man of integrity. So who did you pick to win the 30-man battle royal for the Andre the Giant Memorial Trophy? Who did you pick, Batman?
Well, I want to. Not only do I have integrity, I remember there's those three eyes. So I have intensity and intelligence. And my prediction was wrong, actually. I wasn't actually expecting Matt. I think Matt, they were trying to add to the star power. I didn't think he was going to win. I figured Bray was going to come in and maybe take him out or continue. So that whole, when Bray flopped and then and did that little flip-flop and helped him in the end, I did not expect that at all. I think my prediction, I honestly didn't really know who this one was going to be, because last year I didn't expect for Mojo Riley to win it. You know, he was the last guy. So I honestly didn't really have a lot of expectations. I was kind of more leaving it out in the open just to see how the story goes. And I mean, obviously they more than delivered with Matt and the Bray Wyatt. And now he's his commier or something like that. Commandeer.
Some shit like that. Yeah. It was an interesting turn of events. I actually picked Matt Hardy. And if you don't believe me, or anybody else out there listening, if you don't believe me, you can always go back and check out last week's episode of Fatal 4-Way Radio where I picked Matt Hardy. I think I had changed my pick, though, from my previous pick that I had done on Monday Night Fallout. But I digress. Yeah, I went with Matt Hardy, and sure enough, he won. The whole Bray Wyatt thing, though, was actually a surprise to me. I was not expecting that, so it was a good surprise. and you know, I was off to a good start. So then we had Cedric Alexander, who defeated Mustafa Ali, and this was a tournament final match for the vacant WWE Cruiserweight Championship. And Cedric Alexander, of course, won the match, and I picked Cedric Alexander to win this match. How did you come about on this one, Batman?
I honestly went for Cedric. The whole promo, everything they were giving him, just all this airtime, you could tell they were really pushing for the guy once the realest guy in the room left, if you know what I mean, by Enzo Amore, with that whole little debacle. Ever since that happened, they've just been pushing the guy and pushing the guy. They're giving him airtime, giving him little promos here and there, the matches and the things that they've just been putting him over, you know. So it's just it was his time, and Mustafa really kind of he just served that plate to him, man. He was like, here you go, bro. It's your time, you know what I mean? And you can tell he was just really putting him over in that match, and it was an awesome match. That one really a good way to kick it off right after that that battle royal, the Andre the Giant battle.
You know what? I have to agree with you on that. It was a good match. I paid attention to this match. This was before – I want to say it was before I threw the meat on the grill even. I'm not sure, but I remember paying attention to this match.
Was that a double entendre?
You can take it however you want, man. This is Fatal 4-Way Radio. And, you know, we have, you know, everything is we have no limits here, man. We do what the fuck we want. But, yeah, I picked Cedric Alexander, and it was a good match, man. I thought it was a good match. Moving on, we have Naomi, and she won by eliminating Bayley in the 20-woman battle royal for the WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal Trophy, the inaugural WrestleMania Battle Royal. And Naomi won this match. I personally had picked Bayley to win. And Naomi Naomi was just a shocker to me, man. I had no idea she was playing fucking dead outside the ring the whole freaking match. And the next thing you know, she comes in and gets the freaking pin on Bayley, and it was over, man. What were your thoughts on this?
Ooh, let me tell you something here. Yep, my son predicted the Sasha Banks character, yeah. Naomi came out with the bing and a boom, and ooh, yeah, surprised the hell out of me. No, man, she surprised the hell out of me. I forgot that she was even in the freaking match, man. I was really going for Sasha. I was like, hell yeah. And then, man, hell no. She came out of nowhere, man. I completely forgot she was in that match, man. She busted a Kurt Angle in the Hell in the Cell, or the six-way, you know, the Armageddon, I believe, when he threw Rikishi off. And you forgot that Kurt Angle was there until the end. He came out of nowhere and just bada-bing, bada-boom. And she surprised
me. Yeah, man, it was a shock.
I would have been happy with either. And, I mean, obviously, like I said, surprised about Naomi, but I wasn't disappointed. I was actually happy with that. I was like, oh, cool. Yeah. And that's the whole point of WrestleMania, is coming out with these. They swerve you along the way. This WrestleMania, I mean, I think four titles changed, right? They changed hands. Four different titles changed hands.
Right, yeah. It was an awesome show. I really enjoyed it. And I wouldn't have minded if Sasha Banks would have won. I'm actually a fan of Sasha Banks. But I really thought that Bayley was going to win, and they're going to, you know, give her some type of push. But I don't know what's in store for Bayley coming up, man. It's just
I don't know. The Bayley, it's like one of those. Bayley is that internet darling, and I think I would want to say she's just that darling. Everybody likes Bayley, but she's one of those where she's kind of stuck in that rut right now, and they don't really know. Like, they go ahead and push and push and push her, and right when you think she's going to finally get something, again, like what they did in WrestleMania, boom, swung the ladder out of it again. You know what I mean? So I'm hoping all of that is more like just she's just eating the shit and learning to like it for a little bit, and I don't know for whatever reason why she would be doing that, but at the end when she finally gets it, it's going to be like that sweet, kind of like when Dolph Ziggler won his first, you know, I think when he cashed in with Alberto Del Rio. And you heard that pop. That was like bigger than Legion of Doom or what are the Road Warriors pop, you know?
Yeah, that was a massive
maybe
pop.
That's what they're doing. Yeah.
I wouldn't have
maybe that's what they're going to do with her.
If Sasha would have won that match, though, because I'm really a fan of Sasha. But, you know, hey, Naomi winning, you know, more power to her, and she will always be known as the first 20-woman Battle Royal champion, you know, so, and nobody can take that away from her. So that was pretty cool. Moving on to, let's see here, then we had the Seth Rollins defeated The Miz and Finn Balor. And this match was, man, it was a badass match. I liked it. And I had picked The Miz to win. And Seth Rollins won out of nowhere. To me, if Finn Balor was – if The Miz didn't win, I thought Finn Balor would win. And then here comes the freaking dark horse Seth Rollins out of nowhere and freaking wins. And I didn't have a problem with it. I actually like Seth Rollins. I don't really care about his babyface persona, but, you know, he's that type of guy that he could change at the drop of a dime. So I really have no problem with him winning. What about you, man? Who'd you pick for this match, Batman?
I actually picked Finn Balor. Finn Balor is one of those kind of like with Bayley. They just, you know, he came out. Obviously, everybody loves Finn Balor. And then after that whole thing that happened when he won the Universal Champion the first time and had to, you know, relinquish it, and then he just kind of just stale again. He's just been there. And again, you think he's
right.
Going in, like, in my, that was my choice. I was hoping he was going for it. Seth Rollins, I'm not disappointed. Okay, yeah, you know what? He's a Grand Slam champion now. Within the past four to five years that the Shield has been there, every single one of them are now Grand Slam champions. Those guys, since the beginning, they have just dominated. And that's good. I'm happy for that. But I was really shooting for Finn, for him to finally get something. You know what I mean? That, like, the retribution for what happened when he won the Universal and had to, he's been killing it.
It's a long road, man.
When
they go out like that, though, when they go out like
that,
man,
I know.
It's a long road
that's
for them
always,
to come back. It's like their spot. They may
that's
never
not always true.
Get their
that mean
spot.
Edge came back after Edge tore his Achilles. I think he came back with a vengeance and went straight for it, and then had that whole series with the Undertaker, I believe. And then I
when
think
Triple
after
H
that,
came back that time. He had that
Triple H
run
too.
With
yeah, and he had that badass run, too, and he won the champion that year, a championship that year, I believe. And then also, as a matter of fact, I think who came back and then dominated like nothing after an injury? I honestly, I can't even remember. But again, Finn Balor, he deserved that championship. So, I mean, Seth Rollins, I get it. And I, honestly, little Easter egg thing with that whole Game of Thrones, I believe, right, he was like that Frost King or whatever. That shit looked badass. He kind of reminded me like that Sub-Zero-esque kind of entrance, you know what I mean? Even though it's supposed to be fire,
yeah.
But that, it looked badass. Miz,
and my chick wanted
Finn
Balor.
He's a good, he's, I think I've mentioned this before, you know, the title doesn't make the man makes the title. The Miz has really carried the Intercontinental title right now. So if you, I honestly would like him to win it again. So if he lost it this time, I'm not disappointed. I mean, he won the he won it on the 1,000th. The 1,000th Raw, he won the Intercontinental Champion. And then he won it on the 25th anniversary of Raw. That guy has carried that belt. So for him to lose it, to me, hell yeah. He's got another chance. He's got another chance to get another one to his belt. So now he can be known as one of the greatest, if not the greatest Intercontinental Champion. I think the guy deserves it because when he first came out, I hated fucking, what is it called? That show where they're all living together, MTV show. I hated the Road Rules and Road Rules. I hated that guy. He got on my fucking nerves when he was with John Morrison. Hated him. But that guy is really
so
fucking
Finn Balor
earned it. You know what I mean?
Seth Rollins won the match.
Yeah,
Finn
I got
Balor
really
lost.
Man,
the Miz lost. And my chick was pulling for Finn Balor, so she was disappointed. Moving on.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, that was for the Intercontinental Championship. New champion, man.
Yes.
Seth Rollins.
So, moving on,
we have Charlotte Flair defeated Asuka by submission, no less. By submission. Who the fuck would have thought? I had picked Asuka to win this match. I had picked Asuka to win this match, and about 3 minutes before it finished,
I did too.
Maybe 2 minutes before it finished, I was like, shit, man, could they be doing this whole fucking thing just for Charlotte Flair to win? To beat Asuka and shit, this whole fucking, you know, streak that she had going in. and I'll be damned, man. Like 2 minutes later, it fucking happened. And she beat her by submission. So that, to me, man, I had totally picked Asuka, and I was wrong. And, I mean, holy shit. I was thrilled by the finish, though. I was thrilled by the finish. I didn't care. You know, I'm not fucked up about it that Charlotte won and took the streak. There's been people that are fucked up about it. I've seen or heard or
but
whatever.
How she
you
won.
Know, why did it have to go to Charlotte in this? You know, Charlotte's going to be there for a long time, man. So
no, Charlotte
things like this.
Yeah.
Little things like this, man, are going to make her even bigger in the future and shit. And for Asuka to go down like that and agree to you know, a submission and everything, I thought it was a great match.
I think that's Asuka showing her respect. I think, yeah, I was wrong too. I was going for Asuka. I was like, hell yeah. Because to me, I was thinking more like, why would she do the whole, you're doing this whole undefeated program. And then for her to go to win the Royal Rumble and do all of that. And then that's another little tidbit, you know, people that won the Royal Rumble and the Money in the Bank or all this, not Money in the Bank, but like Royal Rumble and stuff, they didn't win at all. It's kind of weird. Don't they usually win? But yeah, she won that Women's Royal Rumble. And then for what? For her to lose to Charlotte. But at the same time, who better to lose to than a legitimate queen like Charlotte, man? That girl is just second nature, you know. Since she's been on the scene, she has just dominated. She's just natural. And look at her father, though. Ric Flair.
Oh, man,
I bet he's
fucking bawling his
ass off backstage,
dude.
If you remember that moonsault spot where she landed right in that triangle hold? Oh, man, that was smooth. I think it's good, though. Because I think with the program, I think it may lead to next year Ronda Rousey and Charlotte headlining, main eventing of WrestleMania.
That would be sweet.
Well, we'll get to the
and
Ronda
we're
Rousey
get into,
thing. But,
you know,
yeah.
We're going to get into the superstar shakeup, too, a little later on and stuff, because I think there's some interesting things that involve Charlotte Flair that are going to be, you know, where she might be moving on. But we'll get into that a little bit later on. Moving on, let's go to Jinder Mahal, who with Sunil
Mahal.
Singh defeated Randy Orton, who is the champion, and Bobby Roode and Rusev in a fatal four-way match for the WWE United States Championship. Fucking Jinder fucking came out of nowhere, man. I did not expect to see him win this title. I thought it was for sure going to be Rusev. It was, man. It was one of those swerves. But, you know, I do like Jinder Mahal, though. I really do like him. And so I wasn't fucked up about it again. You know, I really wasn't. You know, good for him. They're trying to obviously build him up into something. Even though he lacks, you know, he had that championship run or whatever that obviously people despise. You know, I still like the guy, man. And so, you know, I thought it was okay that he won, but I did go with Rusev, and I was clearly wrong. What about you, brother?
Rusev Day. No, I was going actually for Bobby Roode. But you know what? The Jinder Mahal, that's worth, didn't disappoint me either, because at the end all be all, WWE is a company. It's a business.
Yeah.
And they're the biggest business. They're never going to die. So with that being said, right now, business-wise, that whole, I think the greatest Royal Rumble that's going to happen in India, I believe, right? Saudi Arabia or something like that. Well, I mean, who better than to come in as the United States champion?
It's
Jinder
fucking
Mahal,
killer, man.
You know what I mean?
And looking back.
That'd be killer,
back,
and that's why that swerve makes
it.
Perfect sense.
Yeah.
That swerve makes perfect sense.
Yeah, looking back on it, we should have fucking known it, you know. Well, shit, they're going to be doing this shit in Saudi Arabia. They're going to put the belt on Jinder.
Exactly.
There's no way, you know. We should have known it, but no, we thought
exactly
on the program last week, this was our logic. We were thinking, well, shit, they just all of a sudden threw Rusev in out of nowhere. Why would they do that and not put the fucking strap on him? You know, it was our logic, but no, they total fucking swerve, man. I loved it. I loved the swerve, man. Good job by WWE for swerving us like that, man. So moving on, let's see here. We had Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey.
Kurt Angle?
Yeah. And Ronda Rousey defeated Triple H and Stephanie McMahon by submission, no less. Now, this match, And this was a mixed tag team match, obviously. And it lasted. It was a long fucking match, man. It lasted 20 freaking minutes. 20 freaking minutes for this match. And 40 seconds.
I think you're using the wrong word, not freaking. 20 glorious minutes. That
yes,
over exceeded. I was shooting. Glorious. I was shooting for Ronda Rousey, and to me, it over exceeded it. And you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, this was probably one of those swerves, too, because not for nothing. I mean, her training with Kurt Angle, I knew that she was going to do a crossover pretty smooth because it's Kurt Angle. He was one of the fastest to cross over, you know, into the world.
Yeah.
But with that being said, the past couple weeks, the past 2 months, her selling, and you can tell she was awkward, you know, when she was doing her promos. They were terrible. When she sold that to me, when she went to the table with Stephanie and she just looked at her mad, it kind of just, she didn't sell it that great. But maybe she was swerving us the whole time. She was like, you know what, I'm going to make it look like I'm crappy. I'm going to try to see if that they want to be disappointed in me. So when comes WrestleMania, and damn, did she fucking whip ass. You know what I mean? She just over exceeded everyone's expectations, and she just blew it out the water. She was a megalodon compared to all these other sharks and shit. You know, she was natural. She just,
you know, I have
you know what
to
mean?
Agree
I think that
with
was,
you on that.
I think, that was, I think
very,
that was a swerve on her part, man.
I was very skeptical about her going in, and I'm still skeptical about her freaking mic skills. She right now, she better be in front of a goddamn mirror fucking working on her freaking promos. That's
She needs a Paul Heyman. She needs a Paul Heyman.
Yeah, she would be definitely be better off with a voice behind her. But yeah, her in-ring and all that stuff, man, it was awesome. Stephanie McMahon took a nice beating and shit. I thought it was great, man. I thought it was freaking great. But I had
yeah,
to call
heard,
this
I heard on one of
the
podcasts. I heard on one of the podcasts because I listened to Xbox 136 again, and he was saying a story where he was in the back, and he was basically when he went in the back when the match happened, after it happened, he was like, hey, Steph, how did it go? And she was like, man, she beat my ass. She beat my ass out there. I can't even close my mouth. My jaw hurts, you know, because she was throwing punches, and they were clean smacks. They weren't like the where
right.
they do the thing and they sell and they smack on the leg. Those were clean smacks, and she hit her straight in the stomach, man. I thought Stephanie was going to have another baby. I mean, she beat her up, man. And then when she went, supposedly, the story goes, too, that from what he mentioned was that Triple H, when she did that barrel roll into that Death Valley driver or whatever she was going to do, Samoan drop, that was all her, too. Triple H was like, man, I was surprised. I didn't know she was going to do that. But from what, you know, he says in his podcast, but, man, she overexceeded. I think she's a natural, man. I think she's going to do great.
And so you did
and
pick,
I think, like
you
I said,
did, you picked Rousey on this?
Yeah, which, again, makes sense, I think, with the Rousey overexceeding
yeah.
and then the Charlotte Flair and Asuka killing it. That was a clinic, man. It's considered a 5-star. If Dave Meltzer wants to give it, he should fucking give it a 5-star. And that
but
would lead
you,
to with the whole
this match. Who did you pick in this match, though?
I picked Ronda.
Ronda Rousey and
I picked
Kurt
for her to go over, yeah. Yeah, I picked for
yeah,
her to
yeah.
go over. Like, you know, Kurt Angle could have won, but I picked her as, like, I knew she was going to pin. They weren't going to do all this thing and
right.
and build up for years because this was going out 3 years, I believe. You know, she came out with The Rock. So it was a 3-year build. They're going to have to
yeah,
put her over.
Yeah, it was good, man. I loved it. I loved it. And, you know, for her to come in the way she did, man, I thought it was brilliant. And, you know,
and Ronda Rousey,
right.
Charlotte Flair, WrestleMania 35, I'll tell you right now. They're going to main event
right
next
it's
year.
It's going to be huge. It's gonna be huge, man.
Huge. It's gonna be
huge. We will be
huge.
So we're gonna take a break right now, and we will be right back after these words.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost, found, the greatest talk show that will ever be. Return. World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary? Something really scary?
You
want to
see something really scary?
Globally connected, we are the World Generation Podcast Network. Which generation?
Your generation.
Our generation.
The World
generation. Start the week off with a bang in the greatest talk show that will ever be, and that is on Sundays at 9 o'clock Mountain Time, 11 Eastern. Or maybe you like Monday Night Raw. You can watch Monday Night Fallout. That's on right after Raw, 9:30 p.m. Mountain, 11:30 p.m. Eastern on the World Generation Podcast Network. You can listen on Tuesday to Facing Tuesday with the world record tying Mike Santori. That show is on 9 o'clock Mountain, 11 o'clock Eastern Time. There's Thursday, Fatal 4-Way Radio with Minister of Sinister. He's actually on the radio and has his own show, and it's all about SmackDown and Raw and the week and everything. 4 o'clock Mountain, 5 o'clock Central Time. Who's even the Central Time Zone? Or Thank You Very Much by Joe Bates. Headliner Joe Bates. That's on Friday. So like us on Facebook, World Generation Podcast Network. Follow us on Twitter. And please stay tuned for more information.
People everywhere are signing up to join WrestleCore and WrestleCore.com. Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinion, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join the WrestleCore. Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join the WrestleCore, WrestleCore.com. From bell to bell, WrestleCore will be there. Are you ready?
Still waiting on Joe Bates to arrive. We hope he's all right. But wherever he's at, hello, Joe Bates. We'll see you next month because he will be here in Houston. He will be here in Houston next month, May 13th. I want to say at the Secret Group. So go check him out there. Joe Bates, comedian Joe Bates, coming in from Indiana, I believe he lives in. So anyway, with me I have Batman. I have Batman here with us today, so thank you very much, Batman, for gracing us with your presence. We certainly do appreciate you. We certainly do appreciate you being here, man. Moving on, let's get back into the meat of this, man. We had the freaking Bludgeon Brothers, man, defeated
Good.
The Usos.
Good.
And the New Day, the champions, the New
Good.
Day. And this was a triple threat tag team for the WWE SmackDown Championship. And I picked the Bludgeon Brothers. But I'm not too sure I didn't end up changing my... God damn it. Let me see. I think I have it written down right here. Let's see.
I went for the Bludgeon Brothers, and And it was a quick match, and I think, I mean, look
yes.
at the push they gave them. They dominated, I believe, what was the last pay-per-view they were on? They killed the freaking New Day.
Yeah.
They killed
they
them with those slams to the freaking stairs. You know they were going to come in and just kill. And you know what? They bludgeoned, brothered away, brother, brother. Ooh, yeah, brother, brother. They freaking whooped
yeah.
ass, and that's what I wanted. That's what you need, a tag team like that. I mean, Luke Harper finally gets to shine again. Eric Rowan, I mean, those
and that
guys,
guy's awesome.
Those are they're underrated,
you know,
man. And Luke Harper looks look at Luke Harper. He looks slim, thin. He looks like
he's ready to go to fucking war, man.
War.
And I'm gonna
exactly.
tell you, dude. Yeah, I did pick the Bludgeon Brothers. I did find my little list here, so I did pick the Bludgeon Brothers to win this. I thought I had changed my pick to the Usos. But I think I had initially picked the Usos and then went back on Fatal 4-Way Radio and decided to go with the Bludgeon, something like that. But I did, nevertheless, damn it, I did pick the Bludgeon Brothers. And I thought it was great, man. These guys, fuck it. They're new guys. They're going to destroy people. Obviously, they're getting rid of somebody. We'll talk about that later, though. We will talk about that later. So let's move on now because we're running out of time already. God damn it. Time just fucking flies, man. And I am trying to wrap this up in an hour, but we still have work to do. So moving on, The Undertaker defeated John fucking Cena. And if I may, And this was a match that, man, it was a freaking, what, it lasted under 3 minutes. And if I may, I got to go into it. We had it all figured out, man. We had it all figured out right here on Fatal fucking Four-Way Radio last week. Oh, Kid Rock is getting fucking, he's getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. It makes perfect sense. He's going to come out. He's going to sing his fucking song for the American Badass. Fucking Undertaker's going to come out in a Hardy. American Badass Taker and shit. And that's what we thought was going to happen. I thought there would be no match, but that he would come out and make a challenge for next year is what I thought. So then fucking John Cena had that exchange with the guitar player, the Drifter. And then after that,
Walk with the Light.
Undertaker fucking comes out. And not only does he have a match, but he comes out as goddamn Undertaker. Fooling everybody. What about you, Batman? Were you fooled on this?
No, I actually was expecting him to come out. I marked out like everybody too and was thinking that he was going to come out like the freaking American Badass. But you know what? I'm actually not. I think I mentioned this on the after WrestleMania, the Fallout or whatever.
Yeah,
the last podcast that I called in.
Man.
I actually was expecting kind of a squash match because this to me builds up for next year. And I think honestly, Undertaker, look, John Cena, and I mentioned this last podcast, John Cena carried Undertaker. Who better to have Undertaker shine again? Because this, to me, you know what, they squashed it. You know what? Those are aesthetics, man. Leave those little complicated things out and make it as simple as this. He was shit the last couple WrestleManias. You know what I mean? The guy's just, he was hurt. We'll just say that. He was hurt. It's not a secret. So, you know, I've heard in another podcast, too, that, you know, that they did ask him, you know, hey, what's up, man? You think this is it? And he was like, nah, man, I feel better now than I did before. Those were, you know, they were despicable. The last one with Roman just sucked, man. And so what perfect way to redeem himself to say, you know what, you want to come and talk all this mess, John Cena? Then guess what? I'm going to come out and I'm going to squash you like a bug. And before that, he did this whole theatrics with the lightning and the whole, you know, the boom and bang.
Oh, yeah.
The surprise. And, I mean, well, let me tell you something, Mean Gene. He caught me by surprise. Yeah, come on. Did you expect a squash match? No. And he made him shine. John Cena, whatever the fuck. I mean, that boot, big boot, I mean, that was terrible. That was terrible.
I expected it, you know, when they got the match going, man, I expected the Undertaker to fucking lose. But no, that didn't happen, so he won the match. And
you know what? You know
freaking,
why? Because the Undertaker's the Undertaker, and he's going to ride again. Exactly. He's ready to ride. You know what I mean? The American Badass is going to ride again. And not for nothing you take all those other things out. He looked healthy this time around. The last two WrestleManias,
yeah.
He looked like he was literally a dead man. Like, hashtag dead. He was gone. You know what I mean? 6 feet under, RIP.
He did look a lot better.
He looked healthy.
He did look a lot
I think
better
he's ready
time.
To go, man. He needed a real good break. I mean, he didn't have to come out and just do anything. This is the Undertaker. Gimmick, if not, I think last time somebody was like, well, so he's going to be a gimmick now? Undertaker's always been a gimmick. He's the greatest gimmick there ever has been. There ever best there is, best there was, the best there ever will be. So he can come out and squash John Cena, but guess what? It ain't the end of it. It's going to keep going. I mean, look, they just booked
him for
the...
But where does that leave Bret Hart, though?
Bret Hart's gone. He done lost his mind a long time ago.
That leaves him bitter.
Yeah, bitter, yeah.
Leaves him bitter, man.
he just got booked for a casket match, you know, for the Saudi Arabia, the Royal Rumble. He just got booked.
That's
going
to be awesome.
To go.
I'm going to be looking forward to that.
Exactly.
I
it's going to be on the
right
WWE
after.
Network. It's going to be on the WWE
yeah.
Network right now. You can get it for $9.99. Sign up now, you can go get your first month free. And then
stop it.
But
stop it.
But,
so I might have to watch that pay-per-view from Saudi Arabia live and fucking do a show about it right afterwards and start drinking beer in the daytime. It's been a long time since I've fucking done some shit like that. I might just
oh,
get
that's what I'm doing right
by
now.
3 o'clock, man.
Hey, that's what I'm doing right now. Some Corona Extra.
Nice.
La cerveza más fina.
Moving on. Daniel Bryan and Shane O'Mac, and they defeated the tag team of Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, by submission, no less, in a tag team match that had Owens and Zayn, or if Owens and Zayn had won, they would have been rehired to SmackDown, but they lost. So I was going for, in this match, I picked, shit, who the fuck did I pick? How the hell did I not write it down? I'm almost sure I was wrong on this one. And I had picked the heels to win to save their jobs. I don't remember my logic, but yeah, I think I had picked the heels to win. What about you, man? Who did you pick on this, Batman?
I actually was going for Daniel Bryan. I mean, he can't go 3 years and do this whole push and for him to make him lose. You know what I mean? I mean, he won WrestleMania 30, right? He won both belts. He won both of the belts in WrestleMania 30. They weren't going to make him lose again. Honestly, though,
he comes in 3 years fucking later. There's no way he's going to lose. Yeah, that's right. I did pick Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, so, I mean, these are one of those matches where you know he's going to win, but you're excited to see him. It's Daniel Bryan, man. Come on. The yes, yes, yes movement. He came back. You know what I mean? And I think it was towards the beginning where they did that bump and he was kind of out for a little while. It looked like he was kind of like, oh, shit, they were really focusing on his head, back, neck, you know, kind of thing in the area. So you were kind of like, oh, no, oh, you know, Shane McMahon's going to take the lead right now because they just hurt Daniel Bryan. But then he came back, and obviously, you know what I mean? The match was great. I mean, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, what better guys? I mean, these guys are just, I mean, they're beasts, man. They're good at what they do, and I mean, I'm excited for them because I like the story that they're doing. You know, they're really good heels, man. They're natural heels. Kevin Owens,
they are, man. You know, I'm finally starting to give a shit about Sami Zayn. I never gave a shit about that guy before, but he's
one of those guys too that. But that's why, because he's one of those where they just lost him in the shuffle too, because that guy can go. I mean, when you listen to podcasts or you listen to his stories or just see him in any stories, everybody likes the guy. A little weird here and there, but, I mean, that guy can go. He's a workhorse like a motherfucker. And for them to have this little whiny role, it's perfect for them. You know, like you said, obviously it's good enough to where you gave a shit about Sami Zayn again. You know what I mean? So these guys, that little role, that story is good. I mean, look, Kurt Angle, the other day I popped when I heard that whole – he was like, you know, right now our tag team is a little stacked up, but I heard TNA is hiring. You know what I mean? Low blow. But, I mean, what better guys to do something like that with than these guys?
Moving
you know what I mean?
Let's see here.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, moving long-winded. On now. We got to move on. On with the show, baby. That's right. Nia Jax, man, defeated Alexa Bliss. This was all laid out for us. Everybody had to know Nia Jax was going to win. Batman, did you know Nia Jax was going to win?
I mean, you just said it. It was laid out. Everybody knew.
Yeah, man. Everybody freaking knew, man. So let's go ahead and move on. AJ Styles defeated Shinsuke Nakamura. This was probably one of the toughest matches to pick. And I did pick AJ Styles to win this match. And it was, of course, a singles match for the WWE Championship. The ending was quite different. We had the heel Nakamura thing going on and whatnot. So, Batman, did you pick AJ Styles to win this match for the WWE Championship?
Yeah, actually, I did pick AJ. I mentioned this in the last podcast, too, that, I mean, if you remember Wrestle Kingdom, I believe AJ put over Shinsuke because he was leaving. He was coming over here to WWE. So, I mean, WrestleMania, he was going to put him over. Does Shinsuke going heel? I didn't expect that, but, I mean, look at the promo he just cut on Tuesday. That guy, what did he say? I'm sorry for what I did to AJ, and then she asked him the other question. He goes, I'm sorry, I don't speak English, and then he walks away. Come on, that's a perfect heel. Like, that was awesome. This guy is going to – and if you look at his history,
man,
he was heel. He's a good heel. You look at his stuff he's done before, he's an awesome heel, and I'm excited for this. This little
you know what?
Story.
You said the right. You're saying exactly what's tickling me right in the fucking funny bone, dude. Nakamura has all of a sudden. I never found this guy interesting. I always thought he was a bit of a Rudy Poop candy ass, personally. But I digress. But now, all of a sudden, I'm starting to find this guy a little bit interesting. That whole thing, you know, he started doing the petting AJ Styles on the head shit, and now he all of a sudden he doesn't speak English when he doesn't feel like it and shit. I'm starting to find interest in this character, so I'm hoping that, you know, that he's going to turn into what they've all said that he is. You know, I've never seen it before because I don't watch New Japan and shit. So, you know, to me, finally, he's interesting.
It's not shit, man. Good stuff. Because look at where you got AJ, and look at Shinsuke, look at Asuka. That's where they came from. It's good stuff, man. Good stuff.
It's good stuff, man. Batman says it's good stuff, so it's good stuff. Moving on. Let's see. We have. We're gonna close this out here. Braun Strowman and Nicholas defeated Cesaro and Sheamus for the Raw Tag Team Championship. Nicholas, of course, was a fan. But, and it turned out that he was a fan of one of the – or son of one of the referees or something like that. I don't know which one, but
that's
what I've heard all week. So I picked on this match Braun Strowman with whoever it was my pick. What about you, Batman? Who did you pick on this match?
I was picking Braun too, but I was thinking like a Big Show or something like that. But, you know, listening to everybody else's stuff, I kind of, you know, makes sense like – You know, if it would have been another superstar, it would have been like, meh. They were like, they kind of just threw Braun Strowman in there. But you know what? Building character, that I think they did in the promo before, he said Brain Strowman, you know, brains and bronze. You know what I mean? But picking out the kid, the fan, I'm like, you know what? You think about it again, it's a company. Who do they go for? Kids. You look at this stuff like, I remember when there was one where the Rob Van Dam had to lick or kiss Ted DiBiase's shoe. And guess what? Look, kids looking at that. Made them want to be wrestlers, even, you know, not kissing somebody's foot or whatever, but you know what I mean? Like, look, this guy just became championship. He's literally in the history books as the youngest champion. Little kids are going to watch that shit and be like, hell yeah. You know what I mean? I can go to one of these things and be a part of this. So
I actually enjoyed how they did that myself. Yeah, thinking back on it, it's not bad at all. Getting the fans, even though it was a plant, you know, still one of the fans interact with the big stars and shit. I thought it was great, part of WWE.
Who could have pulled it off better? Who could have pulled it off better than Braun Strowman? Yeah, I mean, that guy is liked. He's a monster, but everybody likes him. Everybody wants to catch these hands. You know what I mean? Hey, why not? You know what I mean? Why not?
Yeah,
I mean,
it sucks for
Cesaro and Sheamus, you know, doing the job, but hey, what better? You know, the long
man,
run.
They're all right. I think they're all right. They're going to be fine regardless. They're going to be just fine, and I think they'll probably stick around as a tag team for a while longer. Moving on, let's see. We had Brock Lesnar, the champion, the freaking champion, with Paul Heyman. And I'm pretty sure you thought Roman Reigns was going to win this because we all did. And goddamn
it,
man.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I mean, Hardway?
Yeah.
That guy has... He's got a crimson mask. He was crimson mask for real. You haven't seen blood like that in a while. You know what? I don't give a fuck what anyone says. Roman Reigns is a fucking... He's the man. He's the big dog. People don't like him because it's John Cena.
He cut the shit out of his skull, man. He cut the shit out of his skull.
He did it hard way.
Two or three inch fucking gash on his head. So, yeah, man. That's a guy, you know, hey, man, when you got to do shit, when you got to do the job, and you got to make it look good, you cut your fucking head wide open, man. And everybody's going to mark out for that shit, especially in this day and age. And that's exactly what I did. I was marking out, man. I was fucking the blood and shit. It was killer. But I was not expecting Lesnar to win. Holy shit.
No, but you know what they did after the Raw? With what's coming out with Samoa Joe, you know, you said it yourself with the predictions, and we're getting there too with the Samoa Joe coming out. It makes sense because, Brock Lesnar is champion going against the one that I've always wanted to see him go against. He just came out. I can't even think of his name now. The guy from TNA, Bobby Lashley. For him to come back again?
Well, he's not
from
TNA. Lashley is back.
Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar.
Right.
Come on. You can't tell me that's not a good match. Bobby Lashley comes back. I guess we'll get to that prediction. So, yeah. To me, I was expecting Brock Lesnar to – I was going for Roman Reigns, but you know what? It makes sense. Because I know people were expecting Brock Lesnar to lose because of that whole contract and his, you know, signing to UFC again and doing the fight. guess what? He's going to fight again, I think, at the Royal Rumble 2. Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar, you can't tell me that's not a good match.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, wraps up our predictions. Thank you very much on that, Batman. And we know that you're a man of integrity, and your honesty just procures us all. And so we certainly do appreciate you. Let's see here. On tap for the rest of the show, though, we did have – I wanted to touch into a little bit of SmackDown, but we are running – shit. I mean, we got a lot of time left, but I don't want to keep it too long because I do have other things I have to do. But I don't want to cut it completely short either. So we're going to touch on a couple of matches from SmackDown.
Keep on trucking, baby. Keep on trucking.
Yeah, we're gonna touch on a couple of matches from SmackDown. Let's see. We had I really wanted to touch on the fact that we had Charlotte Flair go out. Charlotte Flair went out, and then some new chicks came out and beat her down. The iconic duo. And beat her fucking – they beat her down, man. It could have been a better beating, but, you know, it was what it was. So Peyton Royce and Billy Kay from WWE NXT, they come out and they beat the queen down. They put a beating on the queen and serve her right up for none other than Carmella to come in.
Carmella was ready for that
man.
Meat on the grill.
Man. And then – The only thing I didn't like about this was the fucking referee, man. And not that I wanted him to be faster about it or anything, just the way he played his whole stupid look. I didn't care for the way he acted on that.
He didn't sell it.
Shit.
He looked more lost than acting supposed to. He was supposed to be acting lost, and he really looked lost. Like, he really looked lost. He had no idea what the hell was going on. She's like, freaking ring the bell, man. Pop the car. Like she was yelling at him, that guy was lost.
Freaking Carmella stole the championship from Charlotte Flair just like that. So I would like to. What do you think of the segment, man? What do you think of the segment?
Dude, I was surprised, but I mean, she's had that belt for like I don't even know a goddamn year. I'm sorry, no GDs, but yeah, I mean, a freaking year. You know what I mean? She's had that thing forever. But I mean, but yeah, perfect. But like I said, it's good for her to win, but it's going to lead to Asuka and Charlotte at WrestleMania. I don't care what anybody says. So she's going to win again. But let Carmella have her fun. I mean, she went from FABLOUS to CHAMPION. Champion. She's hell yeah, man.
You're already planning
I'm
next year's WrestleMania.
I'm not planning. It's set in stone, bro. Brother, it's there. And Carmella, look, she made it from the two guys, Big Cass and Enzo. She was supposed to be lost in the shuffle, and look at her. She has skyrocketed all the way, you know what I mean? She's doing good,
thing,
man. I'm excited for her.
The next thing I wanted to touch on, man, was the triple threat number one contenders match. Bobby Roode versus Randy Orton. Versus Rusev, and shit, I thought, well, fuck, they didn't give it to Rusev last night, so they'll give him the contender, the number one contendership, and he'll go on, because, you know, I've heard that he's been bitching about, or something about asking for a release, or something. There's word in the camp, going around a campfire about some shit like that, and Rusev, and I don't really follow the fucking, the threads and shit anymore, all the bullshit. I'm trying to be pure about this as much as I can, because I really enjoy it when it's, I mean, I really enjoyed WrestleMania not knowing what the fuck was going to happen. You know, I really did, so I'm going to try to stick with this shit for a while. But Rusev did not win, man. It was fucking Randy fucking Orton won out of nowhere. Shocked the shit out of me.
Wasn't it Randy Orton and Rusev that just had Randy Orton and Jinder Mahal that just had this little series before, right, with the Punjabi prison
they had
and all
like,
that?
When I started watching again, when I started watching again, I had taken a fucking 8 or 9 month break, and I started fucking watching again, and they were just wrapping up that program, Rusev and Jinder. Was it
Rusev and Randy?
Yeah, Orton and fucking, yeah. They were just wrapping that shit up, so I thought it was strange, man.
Maybe it's another program, and they can do it again.
So Randy Orton
honestly,
is now the number one
contender.
That
program wasn't too bad. Yeah, that program wasn't too bad. Look, Randy Orton versus Jinder Mahal. Maybe they're probably going to be at that the Royal Rumble. Why not do that program again? You know, Randy Orton is a big name, so why not take him to India? And then who better
and,
to
know,
defeat or who better to go
name.
Against than Yeah, and then Jinder Mahal,
because,
the United States champion in India.
Name, I think they might take the title from him and move him over. And we're about to get into that. Let's see, is there anything else? Oh, yeah, we're about to get into that. But let's wrap up the SmackDown Live review, which is, not really the whole. We're not going to go through the whole fucking thing. Because, really, this whole SmackDown is pretty much inconsequential. We're having a fucking superstar shakeup next week. The matches that fucking went on, this, you know, they might be setting something up for a year from now or 2 years from now. And,
but what's
going to
happen
you know,
in a month from now is the big superstar shakeup. Actually, next week, right?
Absolutely. So, that's happening next week.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
But first, we get this match. Man, you know, man, I used to really freaking hate on these guys. I called them vanilla midgets. Fucking, I used to make fun of them. I was so anti-Brian, man. I was laughing at myself this morning because I saw I went in one of the threads on what is that on WrestleCore. I went on one of the threads at WrestleCore.com, and it had a comment. Somebody commented on there about how they remembered how I used to hate on fucking Daniel Bryan. And I just started laughing when I saw that shit because it's true. But goddamn it, man, they put
on
a freaking killer freaking match, man. The match was freaking killer. I loved it. And then coming in for the fucking, you know, for the bullshit finish, the dusty finish, whatever the hell you want to call it, Shinsuke Nakamura comes in out of nowhere. And fucking, that's it. It's a fucking Kinshasa! And Daniel Bryan wins by DQ. And fucking Nakamura is,
Kinshasa.
You know, goes after AJ. And the fans are freaking
Kinshasa.
Booing. And it was freaking killer, man.
I mean, it was a killer match, yeah. That was it, match.
What'd
went,
you think about
blew
that,
it out
the
water.
Match and the finish?
The finish? Hell yeah. I mean, they're really. Daniel Bryan is an unselfish bastard. He's got these injuries, and what does he keep selling on? What does he keep going on? His freaking head and neck. And look, he just got a kachaka in the back of the freaking head, man. Daniel Bryan, I love Daniel Bryan. How dare you talk shit about Daniel Bryan? I don't know if I can be friends with you. I'm going to have to serve justice. I'm going from Bruce Wayne to Batman to go whoop some ass today. You know what I mean? Oh, hell yeah. How can you not be a fan of Daniel Bryan? But, no, this match, I mean, AJ and Daniel, you know. These guys are going to, I mean, they look at AJ and Daniel.
And they're
going to
tear it up.
They're going to have a good match. Yeah, and who? And
they're
exactly
going to tear it up.
And then who else to? They're going to tear it up. And then the Kinshasa in the back of the head. Hell yeah. I mean,
listen,
I'm excited for this.
They're
going to
tear it up.
Where's the superstar shakeup going to go? Where's the superstar shakeup?
That's what I'm talking about.
Daniel.
That's a perfect
segue. Is Daniel going wrong?
They're
going
to tear it up. But we have the superstar shakeup coming up. And I think.
Exactly.
That. Daniel Bryan or one of those two, probably AJ, is going to Raw, is what I think. But we don't know yet. I mean, we'll find out next week. But I really
think
they're going to save this shit for WrestleMania 35. And WrestleMania 35,
how would that happen? He's the champion.
That's right,
how would he go to Raw?
Damn, that's right, because it won't be inner brand.
Yeah, exactly. How's Brock's not going to go to SmackDown. There's no way.
They're
going to
put Daniel Bryan at SmackDown, man.
Yeah, exactly. So
and they're
going to
save Daniel Bryan
Raw.
Versus AJ Styles for another time.
Yeah, I think Daniel's going to Raw.
Yeah,
I think Daniel's going to Raw. And I think now the reason why is because look, another superstar shaker right before, Paige retired on Raw, and she debuts the next night as the general manager.
Oh, God damn it. Batman, I'm so glad you brought that up, dude. That was one of
Dude,
the things
I mean,
wanted to talk about that I forgot. Yeah, that was a shocker out of nowhere.
That's why I'm Batman. I'm the world's greatest detective, man. I understand these things. Paige going to SmackDown the next night being general manager.
Dude, that was completely unexpected. You know what I mean? So for her, I'm extremely happy for her. I'm not going to go and say any names. I mean, the pictures and the videos have been seen. I'm not going to say by me, but they've been seen. And I'm in love with Paige. And for her, Paige Turner all the way, she is awesome. I love that girl. I've loved her since before she was in WWE. I remember because I watched all kinds of wrestling, and I remember the fighting with my family right before she was getting called into the SCW, which turned to NXT, to yada, 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 what we know now. I was excited when she debuted that with AJ and then won the champion. I believe she was NXT Women's Champion. NXT Women's Champion, and she became the Divas Champion. But she was dual champion on two different brands. AJ,
yeah,
awesome. Could take him since she was in the womb, and I'm excited for her. Exactly.
Yeah,
I was excited for
too.
Her to come back, and then that little injury thing happened, and now she had to retire. I'm so sad for her, but she's had a big career. She started young, you know what I mean? And she's, look at her family. Her family, I believe they still have their own promotions. They still wrestle. Her mom and her dad still do on shows, and then they still go. They go at it, man. They put the bat to the plate, and they go. And so does she. And I feel bad for her. Maybe one day she can. I don't know from the injuries that I've heard that she's had. It's done. It's like an Edge kind of thing where he just can never come back. It's one and done. But I'm excited.
Well, we'll have
her
to wait
to
see how that develops. But
Exactly. AJ Lee did awesome on Raw. I think Paige will do awesome in SmackDown.
Yeah, I just want to say, though, Diva 316, from whose special guest appearances on Fallout and after pay-per-views, actually believes that Paige will be back. And she was bold enough to make that call that she will be back. Paige will be back in a WWE ring sometime. So she said, Daniel Bryan can do it.
Sometime.
Paige can do it too. So
exactly.
We'll see how that goes.
The injuries are a little different, but we'll see how that goes. I would love for her to be back. I love AJ. I love AJ. I love Paige. I'm still thinking of AJ. I love Paige. I did Crazy Girls, man. But
yeah,
I know Paige. I mean, I'm hoping she comes back, man. Awesome. Good for her, man, to become the general manager. I think she's gonna be awesome. She's good on the mic. She's always had some good stories. Whatever they toss at her, she's always been great. You know what I mean? She's just a natural. Like I said, She's gonna be great.
She's gonna do great. But let me tell you something. We're reaching the one hour mark here, so I'll tell you what, man. We're going to take a break right now, and we're going to come back. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the Superstar Shakeup segment, and then we're going to finish this shit out, and we'll see you again next week sometime. So let's see how this goes. We're going to we're going to check out to a commercial right now. Coming up.
Girl,
right.
You know it's true.
You want to do another radio show? Yeah, no. What do you want to call it? You want to call it Drinking Soda, but you don't want to call it soda, because where you're at, they drink pop. Nobody wants to drink pop with you, Santori. I got a better idea. It's on Tuesdays, right? Tuesday night? Okay. Well, you did Rippin' Fridays. You did Saturday Night Special. You did Tuesday's Gone. Hey, let's face Tuesday together. All right, cool. Facing Tuesdays with Santori. Tuesday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. Sounds great? Great. Let's do it. Yes, I'll make sure to let everyone know you figured out how to use Instagram. Okay, bye. Monday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. In association with Bud's Backroom, the greatest wrestling podcast, Monday Night Fallout returns with T-Rock Plutonium, Loverboy Langloy, Minister of Sinister, and special appearances by the Wolfpack, Hollywood KV, and more. Plus the rebirth of the IWC. Stay tuned on the World Generation Podcast Network. Monday nights will never be the same again.
people everywhere are signing up to join WrestleCorps and WrestleCorps.com. Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinion, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join the WrestleCorps. Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join the WrestleCorps, WrestleCorps.com. From bell to bell, WrestleCorps will be there. Are you ready?
Buddy, where's the spatula?
Okay, kids, let's go.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents. And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatula so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, lady.
Shit, man. Thank you, dude. Thank you for cueing me, man. I had my shit on mute. Listen, man. We already talked about the a little bit about the Superstar Shakeup, so we're going to continue now. We already decided that Daniel Bryan was going to be moving to Monday Night Raw, right? Is that what we agreed?
Yeah, we agreed on that. I believe Daniel Bryan's going to Raw. I mean, if he stays on SmackDown, I'm not disappointed on that either, but I think Raw would be a good fit for him. I take that back. I think SmackDown would be a good fit for him, to be honest with you. SmackDown has always been the workhorse program. Always. Always has been.
You know what, man? I wouldn't mind if they kept him, Styles, Nakamura on SmackDown. And added somebody like fucking The Miz to that. And have The Miz go fight with those guys.
You son of a bitch. I wasn't even thinking about that.
SmackDown Championship, man.
I was not even thinking about that, but The Miz would be fucking awesome in that. You know why? Because it puts him in that feud that him and Daniel Bryan have had for a while. When they had Smack Talk or whatever.
Yes.
When they had Smack Talk, man, did he freaking cut a promo on Daniel Bryan. And what perfect way for Daniel Bryan to come back and whoop ass. You know what, Miz? I didn't even think about it, you son of a bitch. That shit, I'm sorry not to call you that, but God, I mean, mother freaker, man. He is perfect for that four-way. They would put on the show, dude. They would put
man,
on the
I'm
show.
Thinking that, you know, they have to free up the fucking Miz. They freed him up, took the strap off of him. What's the next? You know, what does he do next? He's got to go to SmackDown and fight for the fucking big strap for the what do they call it, man? The world the
title.
Not the universal. They call it the WWE title. That's the one.
Yes, the
world
heavyweight
title,
champion,
man. I mean, he's got to become champion again. He is so fucking
ready.
Yeah,
that's the actual WWE title. That's, you know what? You're right. That's the actual WWE title. SmackDown is the actual title.
Yep.
Right, but you know what? It goes to what I said earlier. That's the workhorse program. That's where all these guys bust ass. Because not for nothing, Raw
it
is like,
man.
Raw and SmackDown, their wrestling is completely different. Raw reminds me of like WWE style of wrestling. SmackDown reminds me of like indie wrestling. These guys go for it. You know what I mean? These are the show of the show, the horse of the horse. I mean, the talk of the walk, the cock of the cock. These guys are the shit. Raw, I'm not saying that they're bad either, but they're real more show. They get more story. I feel like if you remember years ago, SmackDown used to be Edge and Eddie Guerrero, Rey Mysterio, Chavo, the real workhorses. You know what I mean? Chris Benoit.
Yeah, I remember that.
Chris Jericho.
And
I mean, exactly.
Yeah,
and then Raw
was
the bigger
Triple
guy.
H was there
Raw
for a long time.
Well, not SmackDown. Triple H was Triple H, which I think was in SmackDown for a little bit, but in Raw it was more Triple H was the I believe it was when it was the Evolution, Goldberg, those guys.
Oh yeah.
SmackDown was really like the big workhorse guys, Eddie Guerrero, Edge, like I said, Chavo, those kind of guys. Chris Benoit, they were the workhorses of the company, man, and that's where you went to show. To me, Raw is WWE Championship matches. And SmackDown was like Intercontinental Championships. Does that make sense?
Right.
Because back then you would have Macho Man versus Hulk Hogan, but then the Intercontinental was like Shawn Michaels versus Scott Hall. You know what I mean? The workhorses of the company. Shawn Michaels versus Mr. Perfect. These were those matches that were put on clinics. And to me, SmackDown
so
is
what
that. So I think Daniel Bryan.
What happened with Finn Balor?
Finn Balor.
Was Finn Balor.
You know what? Balor.
Fucking around, man. But what happened?
No, I was just
Balor.
Kurt Angle. You know what? I think Finn Balor stays on Raw. I think the people that are going to do the shakeup, I can't really think of who the big like top guys per se would be a part of a shakeup. I think the mid-level guys are going to be more on the shakeup. I think the Miz Taraj is going to go to SmackDown. I have a feeling they're going to split him. Or you know what? Or like you said, the Miz is going to SmackDown. The Miz Taraj is staying there. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Or you know what? You
I
know
think
what
they're
going to
split him, but yeah.
You know what else could happen is that Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows could go to SmackDown, and Finn Balor could probably go to SmackDown, and then the Bullet Club, the complete Bullet Club will be together, the original, the Balor Club, we'll say. The BC, the too sweet, you know what I mean? What if they all get together?
Do you think they're ever going to give us that?
I think so. I mean, they did it with AJ and first, they did it with AJ, Luke Gallows, and Carl Anderson when they were in Raw. Remember? And then, I can't even talk. And then they switched AJ back to SmackDown. And then Finn Balor came over and now is with Luke and Carl. So they're giving it to us, but I don't, if you're saying like ever going to give it to us in all four, I don't know. Because I think at that moment, a lot of fanboys are going to mark out like me, per se, and a lot of underwears are going to have to be changed at that moment. When they all pop out, all four of them come out, because I know me personally, I'm going to have to go to the restroom. I'm going to have an extra pair just to take off.
Oh,
just
hell.
Like, be like, yes. I think it's the corona talking. But
I never thought I would hear Batman say such things.
Hey. There was a Robin a couple of them, actually.
Let me ask you something,
Oops,
though. What about... it didn't dawn on me until I want to say it was yesterday, because I had been out of the loop for a good while, man. I had been doing some NFL shit and some other things, and I was out of the wrestling loop. But
Traitor.
Yesterday, it freaking dawned on me, man. Where the fuck is Dean Ambrose?
He's injured. Dean Ambrose is injured right now. You know
so
what? Dean
injured.
Ambrose is SmackDown.
When does he come back?
I think Dean Ambrose to SmackDown would be awesome. I don't know. I think he's in a couple months still. He's still got a couple months left. But I think Dean Ambrose to SmackDown would be a good addition.
Because Dean Ambrose is one of those, again, those workhorses too.
I don't know because I mean, they're still trying to, I don't know if they're still going to try to get the Shield going on. They were like, they came together and it's like somehow they just trickled down. So now they're not together ever. Well, I mean, Dean Ambrose got injured, so they kind of stopped that program. But if he comes back, are they going to keep trying to go at it again? Or because when they started the program, not for nothing, I felt like it was like a watered down version. Like he just, we should never separated them to begin with. And now that you're trying to put them together, they're kind of just like real lukewarm, you know, and nothing tastes
good. Another guy.
Pizza, soup, none of that shit.
Another guy that's on the shelf right now that I think could possibly go to SmackDown and have some type of impact, but I don't know that they would do that. Big Cass.
Big Cass
when
is coming,
you know,
to SmackDown.
When he's scheduled to.
I believe, too, the same time frame as Dean Ambrose because, I mean, not to talk shit about Big Cass, because of I'm thinking Dean Ambrose. He, you know, they've all kind of, like I said, Enzo is out. Big Cass got injured. Carmella, obviously, now is a champion, so awesome. Perfect for her. Big Cass, I think when he comes back, he was kind of getting a little bit of momentum before he got injured, you know? And it sucks that it kind of went over Enzo. But I guess at the end of the day, look who's kissing ass now. You know what I'm saying? Enzo's not in the picture because I've heard a lot of stories about him back, you know, kind of it got to his head, the success, and he was just being a douche. But, I guess I said that. But Big Cass, I think SmackDown would be a good place for him. I don't think there's any other big men in SmackDown. So for him to go there, it would be a good place for him to just go in and dominate.
I think it would be. I think
Bludgeon,
he'd be a good fit for it.
I think he would be a good fit
for SmackDown, man.
Yeah, I think he would too. You know what I mean? Like I was gonna say, Bludgeon Brothers, he can come down, and I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking like start a program with them, but for him to come down and somebody to come up and be like, hey man, we missed you. You're a good addition for this and this and that. Why don't we go ahead and do this team? We got, you know what I mean? And then they were giving him a push, but I think he needs to start off as a tag team first, for him to then go off and then turn over and be like, you know what? I can do this on myself. I'm Big Cass. You know what I mean? I had a tag team partner before, and obviously that didn't work out. And I think that would be a good program for him to start when he comes back.
I think the New Day will end up going to Raw, and I think that the freaking Hardys, the Hardy and Wyatt, will go to SmackDown.
What are your thoughts on New Day? I think New Day should go to Raw because they've been a part of SmackDown for a while. They've carried it, that tag team division. I think what you said, Matt Hardy, the woken character, should be deleted from Raw, and then
there's
coming to the
possibility, dude, that SmackDown could really benefit from this shit and turn into a goddamn powerhouse.
So.
Even though they're not gonna bill it to us as a powerhouse and shit like that, you know what I mean? Even though they're not going to focus on it as much as they do Raw.
I think that's what I'm saying. They could do a powerhouse, but they don't need to. Again, back then they never did anything for SmackDown. Like let's say a promo wise, the Raw was always like the big man, but SmackDown blew them out the water every single week when it came to quality work, quality matches. They were pulling off way more ratings than exactly. So Matt Hardy also, like you said, the Wolf Fiend character going to SmackDown. Hey, he was on SmackDown before MTV. MVP, and I've heard actually there's been rumbles of MVP coming back because Shelton Benjamin is on SmackDown. And now Bobby Lashley is on Raw. So I think MVP, if they were to bring him, he would be a great addition for SmackDown too.
Okay, let's see here. Samoa Joe and Roman Reigns. By the way, man, tickets went on sale today. I should have fucking got tickets
for
Raw. There's going to be Raw here in June, I think.
Oh, we need to go.
We should do a live show on Raw.
You know what? We should do a broadcast from Raw.
Yeah,
are we calling it out on broadcast? Are we good? Is this a podcast official? Beep, 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 beep. Podcast official. We're announcing officially we're going to do a broadcast from Raw. Actually, I don't know the date.
No, I think we should do that, man. But yeah, tickets went on sale today. But you know what? The tickets will be there. They'll still be there next week. People don't – I mean, you know, the seats I like
should.
To
we
get –
We should do
like
a broadcast from
Raw.
You
where
said
I'm right
in June?
In front of the,
June, I think, believe Raw is
I like
coming.
To get
we
seats where I'm right in front
Raw.
Of the announce table. where the announce table is now, you know?
Yeah.
Because you get to see them come out, and you can still see the fucking – you get to see the wrestlers come out all badass, and you can still see the ring.
You think we should do it from there?
Well, we'll see how it goes. I mean, we'll have to find a spot and maybe check in with what is the name of the fucking Clutch City Sports to see if they would let us. We might be able to
be
hang
awesome.
Out in there for a while. But we'll definitely
do a
be
little
in
podcast.
The club.
Maybe we could do a podcast from the back. I hear a lot of stories of people doing podcasts and little tidbits of
superstars.
Let's
not get too excited, man.
I'm going Sam Roberts all the way.
Samoa Joe and Roman
hey.
Reigns are scheduled
yeah.
for that. And so I'm pretty sure they're going to stay on Raw. I'm
yeah,
pretty
you
sure
know
those two guys are going
like
to stay on Raw.
I think they
so,
are. Roman is not going to go
yeah,
to SmackDown. He's too big of a star. Just like John Cena. That's why they brought him back. I believe they brought him back to Raw, right? That's why. He's too big of a star.
Well, they apparently John Cena is one of those guys that can go anywhere.
And he can.
Can.
I mean, that's John
Undertaker,
Cena, though. He's yeah. But he's not perfect.
Yeah, him, Undertaker, and
he's
maybe
a Raw
Brock
guy.
Lesnar.
He's still a Raw guy. Brock Lesnar is still a Raw guy. He can go wherever
yeah,
he wants, but he's still the Raw guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He owns that other house.
Yeah,
he can still open the door. He's got the keys. He can come in, take his shoes off, put his feet on the freaking coffee table. That's John Cena and The Undertaker and Brock Lesnar. They deserve that. They've earned that. But they're still Raw guys. You know what I mean? They're always going to be Raw guys. I think the same thing as Roman Reigns, as much as it pains me to say it. Roman Reigns is a Raw guy, but I see as Dean Ambrose – And I love Dean Ambrose. That's the thing. I love Dean Ambrose since the ZW Luke Harper days with him and getting kicked in the face of the chair, almost knocking teeth out. I love Dean Ambrose, but I think because of his workhorse, I think that's the reason why I'm not taking it as a bad thing. It's a compliment. He's a good SmackDown guy, and I'm actually excited for that. I think he's going to go to SmackDown.
Yeah, I think that the two short guys, what the fuck is their name? The ones that they always compare to the Hendersons.
Oh, you're talking about, I was going to say DIY, but that's, or DIY, that's Tommaso Ciampa.
It's fucking sad that I don't even know their freaking name, man.
Yeah,
that's
no. You know why I can't think about it? Yeah, I know who you're talking about. They're no. You're talking about no flips,
go
just fists?
I think that And I kind of want to say that I think they might split up the bar, man. Who knows?
I don't think
it would be a good idea for them to split them up, but, you know.
Hey, you know what? The Bar versus the Usos? Haven't they? No, they haven't, huh? So I think the Bar versus the Usos would be a good.
That would be
good.
Sweet.
That would be sweet.
I think Asuka will probably remain on.
I I'm trying to think of the guys' names. Now you made me. I don't want to call them two short guys because they're freaking awesome, man. But I keep thinking DIY. But yeah, the ones that they're like the. Now I can't even think of the older guys. They're like Foley Blatchard and Arn Anderson, like you said. Now I can't think of the name.
About it, man. The two
yeah,
short
it's one
guys.
Of where you can't think
That's
of the.
Terrible.
Yeah, you think of the actors, and you know. You finally realize the name like a month later?
Let's see. I'm trying to figure out their names here, man, but it's just not happening. But, yeah, I think the Hardys. So we've got a few already. We've got a few that we've talked about already. But their names are the Revival. The
there
revival.
You go, the revival, and fuck yeah, they are the Revival, man. I'm telling you, they are totally Blanchard, Arn Anderson. They're good. Like I said, no flips, just fists. They are fucking the shit. Them to SmackDown, I think would be a good addition, actually.
I think it would be.
You know
so
what? Them, a program with them versus the Usos would be the shit.
Hey, you know what? I think you're right. I mean, because I'm starting to think that they are going to break up. Cesaro and Sheamus, usually top names like that, they end up breaking them up for the star power. I mean, Sheamus is a freaking, he's been champion. He's been the ECW champion. You remember when he had that strap for a while when he came in blazing? came in blazing out of nowhere. This was like in maybe 07, 08. They had him as the fucking Smack or the ECW champion on that brand for a while. Then he goes into fucking Raw, becomes a multiple-time champion there, multi-time champion on Raw and shit. So, you know, they could definitely use his star power, but only if they're going to use it, you know, right. I hate how they do this shit of, you know, he fell into that thing where they put the title on him. He had it for a month or two. They take it off from him. They were doing that shit with Jack Swagger and all them other fuckers too, man. I hate it when they did that shit. I like it now.
You're talking about the United States?
Longer runs. What's that?
The United States Championship?
I didn't hear you.
No, so what champion are you talking about? Championship? The belt?
Oh, I was talking about Sheamus, per se. You know,
how
they use him and shit. You know?
You know what? Jack Swagger,
Cesaro
too, I think he fucked up, but he was good.
Do something. Cesaro still has not really done anything. I mean, he's had good characters and shit like that, and I really like the guy.
I'm going to say it right now, Cesaro
really
deserves
like
the WWE Championship.
Would, man.
No,
he
hasn't Cesaro
delivered like everybody thought he would.
No, he's delivered. That's the problem. He's delivered. They just haven't given him a chance. He deserves this championship. He is going to be one of those guys, when he finally wins that champion, he's going to get that Dolph Ziggler. I'm not even going to say Road Warriors pop. That Dolph Ziggler pop. He's going to get that pop, man. Because Cesaro.
I remember when he was Castagnoli, Claudio Castagnoli. I saw a few of his matches.
Oh, yeah.
I saw
with him and Dean Ambrose,
almost.
Luke Harper, all those guys back in the day. Yes.
He was pretty entertaining. I thought Cesaro was pretty entertaining back then and connected well with the crowd.
But
yeah,
still
he comes over to WWE, he still connects with the crowd, but it seems like WWE fucking, they shut him down every time, man. You remember when they shut him
down?
I was pissed off about that. He was organically getting
over,
they fucking shut him down.
Look, they got their guys, right? You can only have enough space for certain guys. Cesaro, dude, that guy outshines all those guys. I think in a real fight, Cesaro would beat the crap out of Roman Reigns. Or Samoa Joe. But you know what? They already got Samoa Joe and they already got Roman Reigns. Cesaro sucks for him. Sorry to say, he's just been taking, you know, the back burner. But that guy's going to get his time. And you know what? It's one of those where it sucks. But when he gets his time, that pop is going to blow the roof off that fucking place. You get what I mean?
Right. Well, shit. I think, you know what? I think we'll wrap it up here, man. I think we'll wrap it up right here. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, man, I think we'll just wrap it up here, man, and we'll be done with it. It was, you know, I had a good time, man, shooting the shit here with Batman. I thought it was a good time, so we'll see how it goes. Batman, you know, he's really itching, man. He's really itching. So I think we'll put him on and we'll see how it goes and we'll fucking move forward with this, man. So anyway, I'd like to thank a few people though. I'd like to thank a few people right now. So if you want to just turn it off, you can turn it off. Or if you want to hang out and see if you're on the list of one of the ones I'd like to thank, you know, certainly go ahead and do that. But I would like to thank. Shit, how the hell did this happen? I would like to thank Butts Backroom, obviously, for hosting us, and also WrestleCourt.com. Get all your freaking news there. And you know what? I said this last week, but it didn't happen. I'm telling you, man, this whole week was a freaking blur, man. And plus, I was sick on top of it all. I mean, it was just freaking terrible, man. But I'm glad to be a little bit better now. And again, you know, you guys know that the best time I have is here with you guys. But I'd like to thank, you know, WrestleCourt. You can see my articles there starting real soon, maybe over the weekend, you'll be able to see my articles there. Also, I'd like to thank Yalissa, Brandon, Nathan, Emma, AJF. What is this? Let's see here. The King of the World, Ice, Dip9, PK. Always got to thank PK. Super Liger and Liger's manager, FMM, Mumra, and, of course, Eric Viveras, our the world champion from the IWC, and we're going to be having a tournament for our own championship, the World Generation Championship, coming up. It's actually underway, and we're going to be having a pay-per-view live on the air. I believe it's going to be after Monday Night Fallout, but stay tuned and check your local listings on that. Let's see. Batman, you want to close out, man? Anything you got to say? Closing out, man. Closing out.
Well, I'll close anything out, baby. That's one thing that I'm good at, is sending big things in tight spaces. Let's go. No, I'd like to thank, first of all, I'd like to thank God. No, and I'd like to thank my brother-in-law, Nat Geo, you know what I'm saying, for turning the nigga on, for turning the brother. No, man, I've had a good time here. Thanks for the opportunity to get on, man. It's what I like to do. I like to shoot the shit, just talk wrestling, and that's all I know, music and wrestling. Right now we're not talking about music. Maybe we'll get there one day, too, but wrestling is my life. I love wrestling. I remember the first episode of Raw, and then going to 25 years, man. I love to do this. Thank you for the opportunity. Just send it to the minister, and let me tell you something, me and Gene, when I walk in the store, the Macho Man is, ooh, yeah, the Macho Man, too hot to handle, too cold to hold. Closing out this podcast, yeah, the best in the business, yeah. You've been Batman, man. Thanks for listening, man. You have a good night. It's Friday. You know what I'm saying? Got to get paid. Let's spend it the same way. The same way we made it. With hardness.
Batman, ladies and gentlemen. Also, I'd like to welcome Lou onto the broadcast with us. Not the broadcast, I'm sorry, but onto the network, onto the World Generation Podcast Network. Lou, of course, is T-Rock's father, and he's got a new show that we're doing. I want to say it's a 30-minute program. Well, this week's was a 30-minute program, and I'm not sure if it's going to be 30 minutes or if it's going to be an hour. I don't know, but you guys can call in on that and talk with Lou. He's absolutely phenomenal. Old guy who still thinks it's real, and I freaking love that, man. I love that he thinks it's real. I think it's perfect, but yeah, check us out on Facebook, World Generation Podcast Network. Also, check us out on Blog Talk Radio, World Generation Podcast Network, freaking Yahoo. Somewhere there's a Yahoo deal going on. And anyway, again, check out Bud's Back Room and WrestleCore.com. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for everybody at World Generation Podcast Network. I am Minister of Sinister. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, you have to remember. There's one thing I want you to remember, okay? And what I'm doing right now is it's very important.
You forgot, didn't you?
I'm stalling for time. I'm stalling for time right now. And you guys, you have to know
something. Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
The hell? No, listen. I want to thank you guys very much for joining us. And as always, I want you to keep it real, keep it heel, and as always, keep it sexy. Thank you very much for joining us here on Fatal 4-Way Radio. Yeah. We just did another show here on Fatal 4-Way Radio. Check us out. Let's Podcast. Twitter.